Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, away we go. Hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Do me a favor, Samter. I guess he's in the newsroom right now. So go get Hickey and see if he wants to pop on and join us in studio for a second. Because my old producer, the great Hot Take Hickey, he is just getting roasted. And I mean dragged on Twitter. Now, we've all been there before. I've been there a ton where you have a take or you have an interaction with someone and it's not perceived well. And the thing does like 500,000 views or 1 million views. And you're just getting trashed on Twitter. You know, I have been there before. And quite frankly, I'm not going to sit here and say that you enjoy it. But it's not like the end of the world. But Hickey, who, look at this, he is annoying people left and right on the good old cesspool of Twitter, and he went after Bills Mafia. Now, I understand that Hickey doesn't like Bills Mafia. Hickey doesn't like the Bills. I remember a time where Hickey once said he wanted Carson Wentz over Josh Allen, and then he quickly went back on that. But Hickey does a Twitter video. And correct me if I'm wrong, right? This is just a Twitter video. This was not on the air, okay?
Correct, yes. I recorded it about, honestly, 24 hours ago.
Okay, so 24 hours ago, Hickey was just minding his own business before he broke the Bills section of Twitter, where he put out a trade proposal where it was the Bears receive Josh Allen and the Bills receive the number one overall pick and the number ninth overall pick in this draft. Now, Botcher, do we have the original clip? Play it, and then we'll react to it. We do not have the overall clip. Why are you guys telling me we have the clip if you don't have the clip? All right, anyway, Hickey, tell me your take here since I have you right next to me. I don't need to hear your sure. Clip for 90 seconds.
To boil it down very fast, the proposal is you trade the top top 10 picks the Bears have to Buffalo for Josh Allen. If you're Buffalo, right now, you're cooked. You're not a Super Bowl contender going to next year.
I don't say you're cooked, but continue.
Would you call them right now a Super Bowl team?
I think they are one of the top three teams in the AFC entering next season.
You are higher on them than I am. But anyway, either way, you have a team right now that is Josh Allen and no one else. You have the worst cap space in the league, literally. $41 million over the cap. Mm-hmm. So you have no real way to improve your team. And you look at this team, they need upgrades conservatively. Receiver, running back, offensive line, and basically the entire defense. Entire defense is old and injured for the most part. So you have all these areas they need to get better in order to be a Super Bowl contender with no cap space to do it. And Josh Allen's only getting older, so this is an opportunity. If you're Buffalo, or if you move Josh Allen, you can now get a generational quarterback. People are talking about Caleb Williams in the same sentence as John Elway, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck,
Trevor
Lawrence.
No, they did the same thing as Trevor Lawrence. How did that turn out so far?
All those guys in that realm, I would say three of the four worked out. John Elway, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning. Not bad. I would take your chances if I'm Buffalo in that. You reset your cap. Also, I think most importantly, you reset your timeline. If you get Caleb Williams, you're not talking Super Bowl next year. You now can take a year or two to reset your team because you need a team. Buffalo does not have a team. They have Josh Allen and nobody else. They've been putting it on Josh Allen's shoulders for, 4 years? And he's been great for the most part.
He's also 27. You know that, right?
Going on 28. And unfortunately,
okay, you don't
my
think
background...
he has 10 years left in him?
No.
With you don't think Josh Allen has 10 plays, years left?
He plays as recklessly as Andrew Luck and Cam Newton.
And has he ever suffered a major injury?
Up to this point, no. But Andrew Luck, for a while, took a lot of big hits, didn't get injured, and all of a sudden it catches up to you. The way he plays, it's not sustainable to play another 10 years in his prime.
So here, and James Cook did come on at the end of the season, had a very good season.
But with Buffalo, the big thing is when they need their run game, the biggest games, it disappears.
Okay.
For three quarters, they ran the ball all over the Chiefs. Fourth quarter, you need it. What happened?
So
no run game.
You feel passionate about this. 100%. So let me just say this. there are a lot of people that I see commenting, and I've been there, and I've been there where people go, oh, you just said this to get a reaction. You just said this to get a rise out of people. I know Hickey. I have told people for years about Hickey that Hickey genuinely believes everything he says. He does not try to be a contrarian, but he just is a contrarian by nature. Like, I don't think you actively seek out, oh, I'm going to piss off Bills fans today. You are research. You give these takes that a lot of times are crazy and stupid. Like, this, no offense, I love you. This is a stupid take because Josh Allen is a top three quarterback in football right now, and you're trading him away for just two first-round picks. One, you could tell me out the wazoo how generational Caleb Williams is going to be. I have not seen him play an NFL game yet, and we don't even know who the ninth overall pick would be. Like, it could be a Malik Nabers. It could be a Verse from Florida State. Still, just getting those two guys in there, and you reset the timeline, I would still trust what you're doing right now with Josh Allen when you've been consistently there and hope that you just break through up against Kansas City one of these years.
Three very fast things. Number one, if we want to talk about other competition, we could talk about it. If you want to add a 2025 first, again, this, we're not
going
to – we won't
I'm
play
just
GM
going off
on the
what
air.
You
I know,
said.
I know. I tweeted it.
Don't
you know,
be
fine.
Adding more first-round picks
now. No, I'm just saying.
Now.
I would be open if I'm the Bears. But anyway, nonetheless, number – what I would say is number two here – like, you look at the Bills, what direction are they going in? Are they getting closer to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl or further away? I'd argue further away. Like, since 2021, the 13 seconds, right, in the divisional round game, the last two postseasons, they have gotten further away. Look at the last 2 years. Four home playoff games. They got blown out by the Bengals, lost to the Chiefs, and their two wins were against Mason Rudolph and the Steelers, which they almost blew a 21-point lead. And then last year, Skylar Thompson, you were lucky you won that game.
2 years ago, you're absolutely right. It was an ugly regular season, but they still reeled it back in. They had a higher seed than the Chiefs, and they lost the game. They didn't find a way to put the game away at the end when they had an opportunity. My biggest concern for the Bills moving forward, for if this window's going to continue to go, is all on Stephon Diggs. Like, I believe in Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen could win a Super Bowl in this league. But Stephon Diggs, that relationship, I will admit, I know Bills fans try to downplay it, but I don't know where the relationship is at with Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen right now.
I would agree.
I don't think he's going anywhere this offseason, but after that, I truly do not know because I do think it's year-to-year with Stephon Diggs.
I'm with you. Like, they, and again, it goes back to the upgrades. What do they need in terms of closing the gap to the Chiefs and closing the gap just between being a Super Bowl team and where they are now? Part of it is receiver upgrade. I'm with you 100%. They just don't have right now the avenue. You're going to probably lose Gabe Davis as well.
You're definitely going to lose Gabe Davis.
You look around, it's like they're, again, they are right now going in a direction where they're getting worse.
Okay.
Their defense is old and injured. Like, it's not getting better.
Here's why you're wrong. And I'm going to tell you exactly why you're wrong. And I'm going to use a team that's near and dear to your heart.
Sure.
And that's the Indianapolis Colts. Is that your favorite sports team out of all the teams that you root for?
No.
The Mets are one?
Mets and Penn State are above the Colts.
And you should probably leave Penn State out of the conversation because you said Penn State was going to be a college football playoff team this past year, and they were once again
swung and missed.
Pathetic up against Ohio State and pathetic up against Michigan. Your guy is your favorite athlete of all time, Peyton Manning.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Your favorite quarterback of all time was basically Josh Allen for a little bit in Buffalo with what he did in Indianapolis. I'm not saying Josh Allen's a better quarterback than Peyton Manning. I'm not. But Peyton Manning, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Josh Allen, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And for a while, the Colts came up small. In 2002, lost in the wild card round. In 2003, lost in a conference championship game. In 2004, lost in a divisional round. In 2005, lost in a divisional round.
Yep.
And at the time, there was this team, just like the Kansas City Chiefs are now, the Big Bad Patriots with Belichick and Brady. Could you imagine? Let me just say, if you were that Colts fan, and there was, I don't know, some talk show host that got on the radio and said after the 2005 season, let's say there was a generational prospect coming out that you would think of the same light as Caleb Williams. Would you say that the Colts should trade Peyton Manning for that generational prospect and then another first round pick. There's no way you would have said that.
Here's the difference between that situation and the Bills. The Colts have, or I should say had, a great team around him. Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne. I mean, they lost Edgerrin James after 05, mm-hmm. but that's a Hall of Fame player up till 05. Bob Sanders, Dwight Freeney, Robert Mathis. Like, they had a great team around Peyton Manning. Now, they didn't get it done, yes. But I'm not looking at this even from a Josh. Like, to me, this has nothing to do with Josh Allen. This trade has everything to do with...
So you're not hating on Josh Allen?
No, this has nothing to do with Josh Allen.
Because you have been a Josh Allen hater.
Again, I may have been on the record, about one day, 24 hours, saying that I would have taken Carson Wentz over Josh Allen when I was high after the Colts. High on the win, not high on drugs.
Oh, I was going to say.
High on the win.
You were doing drugs when I was
after the Colts in 2021 went into Buffalo and kicked the crap out of the Bills in that game. Like you said before, I did walk it back very fast. That was an error in judgment.
But can I just follow up? Because I'm reading a lot of these comments right now on Twitter.
Have at them.
You are not on the Damon Arnett meth. As well.
No,
right now.
No, sir.
Okay.
No,
because a lot of people are asking on Twitter if you're on drugs.
I did not bang my head. I am not on drugs. No, no smoking of any substance. This was created yesterday. Complete sober, 100%.
Did your mother at all drop you when you were a child?
No,
all?
Not that I'm aware of. If she did, I don't remember. So it could have happened, I guess. Possibly. But
continue though.
That I know. But my point is, this is not about Josh Allen. This is about everything that's around him. You have a great quarterback and nothing around him. What have we been talking about the Bills for 3 years?
I can't say you have nothing around
him. They put it all on the quarterback. It doesn't work. Josh Allen played well in the playoff game against the Chiefs at home. Why'd you lose that game? Not because Patrick Mahomes was better than Allen. It's because the Chiefs ran the ball and played great defense. Everything around Mahomes, you could argue, is why they won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Forget about just having the best quarterback in the league. Defense, run game, they got contributions outside of the quarterback. The Bills, for whatever reason, have tried but have swung and missed on putting pieces around Josh Allen to get over the hump.
But you
and you have no avenue to do it right now.
So two reasons. You can't give up on Allen now and trade him for an unknown. And also, if you want to talk about future pieces, James Cook was very good at the end of the season, entering now year number three. And year number one was a wash because they still had Devin Motor Singletary there. And then Dalton Kincaid was a massive player for them at the end of the season. So if you go out there this offseason and draft another playmaker on offense, and maybe Brandon Bean, who we know, doesn't really care about future draft capital. He'll admit it because he knows if you don't end up hitting, then eventually your job will get taken away from you. If you could just go get a wide receiver in the draft this year, you have Josh Allen, Dalton Kincaid, James Cook, Stephon Diggs, and another potential first-round pick from a wide receiver in a deep wide receiver draft class. That's enough weapons.
With no defense, and again, you still got to cut guys and move. Like, you are in cap hell. Like, you are losing more guys than you're adding. That's my whole point. You're losing more guys this offseason than you're adding. So I don't think you're getting any better in 2024 than you were even in 2023. And you're not close in 2023. Like, you're going the wrong direction. Here's what I would equate it to.
Yeah.
I would equate, if the Bills were to do this, trading Josh Allen to what the Lions did with Matthew Stafford. They traded Matthew Stafford to the Rams. They basically admitted, Stafford's still a good quarterback. We have nothing right now.
Stafford was never elite like Josh Allen.
No, I'm not saying he was. But I'm saying they had a quarterback that they still, like, that was still top athlete good. Mm-hmm. They couldn't put a team around him. They said, instead of continuing to bang our heads against the wall, we're going to do what's best for us.
The Lions were trash. Two first round picks.
And what? But that trade, what happened with that trade? It turned the whole Lions franchise around. They use those picks and that quarterback right now to build their team.
But the Bills are a good team right now. The Bills are not that far away. They are a good team. They're not great, but they're good.
They're okay. Like, they're going the wrong direction again. They're not a good team. Their window is closed.
You cannot. All right. You could say that they're not a great team. To say they're not a good team,
they're a good team. They're not a great team. They're not an elite team. They're not a top tier AFC team.
By the way, they're not a top tier AFC team.
No, going to 2024, absolutely not.
Outside of the Chiefs and the Bengals.
That's it.
Who would you rather have?
Would I rather have?
The Bills are third. The Bills are third.
But they're not in that top tier. You don't need to have. They're two teams, I think, separated from.
Three is top tier right there.
Why do you have to have three?
In
some cases, there's only one.
So you're the third best team in the AFC, but you're not top tier?
You're the third best. You could argue that, but also I think the Jaguars will bounce back going into next year. We'll see what the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh.
Who are their weapons on the offensive side of the ball for Jacksonville?
Got to add some. They're going to be active again. They're in a better cap spot than the Bills. You look at this Bills team.
The Bills will be a double-digit win team next year.
Okay, but okay, then you get to the playoffs and you lose. So where does that get you?
You don't. The Bills have been without a quarterback ever since Jim Kelly. You now have one of the best quarterbacks in football, and he's 27. Trading him for an unknown in Caleb Williams and one first-round pick? One other first-round pick? How many times does the ninth overall pick in the draft end up sucking anyway, or a quarterback that we're told generational ends up failing?
Could you imagine you made that? And you hit, all of a sudden we're talking about a new window for the Bills.
Can you imagine if they make that trade and Caleb Williams is a bust? Brandon Beam will be the, who I love, would be the biggest idiot in football. Now, can I read you some of the tweets that are getting said about you?
If Caleb Williams hits, he's the biggest genius maybe in sports history.
No, because I don't think he'll be better than Josh Allen. Here, you want to hear some tweets that are being said about
you? Sure, let's hear it.
From Bud Rocks, what a creative name.
Nice.
He should rename his show Hack at Night. Nice. Jesus, okay. What an awful take by you, Ryan Hickey. You need to be drug tested, sir.
Hack, and I like that. That's a good one.
Bruce Nolan, Brandon Bean doesn't just say no. He gets in the car, drives to the Bears facility, and slaps Ryan Poles in the face so they could be even.
Interesting.
Only one problem. Josh isn't the issue, so why trade him? And then they said you're on drugs. Let me see it. No blue check guy. It's just engagement and rage baiting for the love of the game. I respect his bleep. let's see. There's a great talk show host that said, hot take Hickey's getting dragged here, and I can't blame Bill's Mafia. Spike Eskin, folks are asking for Hickster to be drug tested at 345 Hudson Street today upon arrival. Hmm. Did you get drug tested today?
I did not. No, I walked in, no problem. Security guards actually very nice to me. They said hello.
Can somebody actually give Hickey a backup? Give Hickey a little bit of a little bit of
defense,
pump him up a little bit, a little bit of defense.
I'll get to it in just a second.
You can step in, Mike.
Yeah.
Cooked by Cliffy, and this is kids, and this kids is why you never smoke crack.
I would never smoke crack.
By the way, there's a lot of tweets that I can't read.
First of all, that's from the Water Boy. So, you know, come up with some more original disses of my boy Hickey.
Mm-hmm. Boom, roasted.
Well, there was another movie with Adam Sandler. My God, have mercy on your soul. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. And at no point, and may God have mercy on your soul, was one of the gifts that were thrown out there. You're going to really, what is up with the producers here at CBS Sports Radio?
Who else?
Well, Shep has a bunch of crazy takes. You have a crazy take here. And now Santa's about to defend your crazy take. That's what it sounds like.
I don't necessarily agree with his take, but I understand it. The Bills are $40 million over the cap. This is a team that with the ideal scenario, the ideal situation of their best roster they could put together under Josh Allen, they still couldn't get the job done. They're going to have to blow this roster up. Around Josh
Allen.
They
don't have to blow the roster up.
$40 million, you got to get rid of a lot of talented people.
Okay, and how many times did I sit in Philadelphia, where Philadelphia was well over the cap, or the Saints every year are like $100 million over the cap, and you find a way to do so? You renegotiate contracts. There's ways to do it.
You can do it when you're a few million over the cap. $40 million over the cap means you have to get rid of very high-quality players and replace them with not-as-good players. I don't agree with Hickey as far as that the Bills should trade Josh Allen.
You're also, obviously, Botcher is embarrassed to put even Hickey on camera. I haven't seen Hickey on camera once.
We are having technical difficulties when it comes to the camera.
We don't need the truth here. I know that. Come on.
Convenient.
Here's the but at the end of the day, Hickey's logic is sound. Hickey's
not for two first-round picks.
Is sound.
No, it's not.
Now, if you're saying that maybe more.
No, we can talk about more.
If you're the
we
Bears.
We can break down draft compensation all day.
If you're the Bears and you have a roster that with the right quarterback in that division, in the NFC, with Josh Allen at quarterback, could compete fairly quickly. And you're the Bills, where you're pretty much going to have to say either, A, we're going ride or die with Josh Allen and blowing up the roster, or let's
reset. You're
not
blowing up the roster, though. You have James Cook, and you have Dalton Kincaid, and you have Stephon Diggs. That's a lot.
Part of the issue is with the amount that they're over the cap, how long will they have Stephon Diggs? And if they keep him, how many defensive players are they going to have to get rid of? You're going ride or die for this one more year.
Yeah.
Or you're saying, you know what, maybe we'll have 10 more years with Caleb Williams. I don't agree with Hickey, but he's not an idiot for what he's saying.
But you will bare minimum have 5 more years with Josh Allen.
Yes, but with a depleted roster. And if he hasn't been able to do it with this roster around him, that is a Super Bowl contending roster. If you can't do it then, he's not doing it in 5 years.
I'm sorry. I'm sick and tired of hearing about the salary cap. Every year I hear about the salary cap and people find a way
to work around the salary
and
cap.
And those teams
and get
don't win
restructure.
The Super Bowl.
Right.
It happened with the Eagles. The Eagles found a way to win a Super Bowl. I've seen it happen enough in sports. It happens all the time. Now, let me just go to this, though. The part to me that is crazy, if we're looking, how many first-round picks for the Bears to trade Caleb Williams? I'm just asking here. Let's say a team's coming up from 10 to get to 1. How many first-round picks do you think they need to get to go draft Caleb Williams?
With no quarterback, just draft picks? I mean, three. At least?
Three. If I'm trading Josh Allen, I think I need 5 first-round picks.
You're getting Caleb Williams.
And once again, Caleb Williams is, we're told, a transcendent quarterback.
That's right.
How many? Andrew Luck, transcendent quarterback,
and
got killed.
No, that's a Colts fault. Andrew Luck was great. Andrew Luck was a top 3 quarterback for most of his career.
Trevor Lawrence, transcendent quarterback. Bad year, good year, bad year. There are so many
John
times.
John Elway, Peyton Manning. Like, more times than not, those generational guys with that. No one, Bryce Young was not generational. Like, you don't get that tag thrown.
You were the biggest supporter of Bryce Young.
I like Bryce Young. I'm not going to deny that. I was all in on Bryce, but I never once called him generational.
Oh,
he was not labeled that.
You wanted to trade the farm for him.
I did.
You wanted to trade like 8 first-round picks for Bryce Young.
I was in on Bryce Young, but he never had that generational tag the way Caleb Williams has. He's not in the same class.
Tua Tagovailoa at one time.
He was not called a generational guy. You could tank for two. But again, the G word we're using here is used for certain players. It's not used for the first quarterback taken in the draft every single year. This is a guy in a category that is in like a class of 5 other guys. He may not work out. I'm not sitting here telling you Caleb Williams is a guarantee. No draft pick is a guarantee. But I would feel pretty good if I'm the Bills betting he is going to be closer to the top 5 than he is the bottom 5.
Oh, man. I wish
he is
going to
be so good.
Hey, can we get these cameras fixed? Hickey's blood vessels are popping right now.
Because it's partly the disrespect for Caleb Williams. People do not see how good this guy's going to be, and they're laughing like you're trading Josh Allen for some Joe Schmo. Like, I'm playing quarterback.
But Josh Allen.
You're not getting a crappy quarterback.
Stop. We have to put an end to this because it's 21 past the hour right now. We need to put an end to this. And I'm not going to have our listening audience hear any more of this jackassery. Josh Allen is on pace to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. You don't trade a future Hall of Fame quarterback for an unproven commodity, no matter how much people are going to hype this guy up and make him out to be the next all-time great quarterback in the NFL. Bills fans, I think you should keep on going after Hickey. I think you should tar and feather him and make him deactivate his account. That's what I would say. Zach Gelb shows.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Get ahead of postage rate increases this year with Stamps.com. It's like your own personal post office. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
You know, I am a team player. We just spent 20 minutes with Hot Take Hickey with his stupid takes. Bart Winkler is going to join us for Winkler Wednesdays coming up in about 10 minutes from now. But on the line with us is Bill Superfan, and also let's mention the day job too, because it's the most important. The host of the Maggie and Perloff show on many of these same CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and of course streaming on YouTube, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. The great Maggie Gray is with us. Maggie, good afternoon. How are you?
Zach, how can I help you, sir?
Well, I have a question for you, because I know you are a Bills super fan, and you love Josh Allen as well. Hickey is getting shredded, and I mean shredded, on Twitter. We've all been there. I know we could relate. He has a video that he put out yesterday that has done 700,000 views, and Bills Mafia is basically throwing him through a table right now, because he's saying that the Bills should trade Josh Allen to the Bears, and the Bills would receive the number 1 overall pick in the draft this year and the number 9th overall pick in the draft. I want your reaction to this trade proposal by Hickey.
Yeah, can this guy be deported? I mean, just get him to Canada and just throw him over the border. I got to be honest, I'm not sure how Hickey's going to be able to show his face in the lower 48 states, let alone the office. It's one of his all-time bad ideas. And I guess here's my
And there's a long
about...
list of bad ideas from Hickey, Maggie.
We could rank them. The top five, Ryan Hickey, terrible ideas. Number one, why the Bears, why the Bills, excuse me, would do this. Here's my question about this, right? From the Bears' perspective, I get it. Why would the Bills want to start over when they're all in like this? And why does he think Caleb Williams would be, like, super stoked to go to Buffalo?
That's what I said, too. And I kid you not, I was talking to Hickey about this. We just had him on for, like, 20 minutes to just trash him about this. But I was talking
to... By the way,
to,
I love Ryan Hickey, by the way. Like, this dude is awesome.
We like Ryan. He's okay.
I love Ryan Hickey. This is a deep respect, although it's crumbling at the core.
But I said the same thing to him today via text that you just said. And I love Buffalo. I'm like one of the few people that you tell me I have to go to Buffalo for a weekend. Beer, family, football, wings, go to Bar Bill, all that stuff, phenomenal. I just can't see Caleb Williams being all jacked up to go play for the Buffalo Bills. Like, if there's already conversations that he may not want to go, I know there's been pushback to Chicago, why the heck would he be all fired up for spending his entire career with the Buffalo Bills?
Listen, and you know, listen, I don't know what Caleb Williams, like he said in an interview with Pete Thamel today, that he has no agenda, that he's not trying to get away from Chicago. Chicago's a great city, by the way, cosmopolitan city. I mean, it's amazing, but Buffalo's not for everybody. And, you know, listen, Buffalo wasn't for Marshawn Lynch. And I'm not saying Marshawn Lynch and Caleb Williams are the same type of personality. But you can go somewhere and you can play hard, but the city is not your thing. And you're going to be looking for the first exit ramp out of there the moment that you get it. And that's one of the great things about Josh Allen, not just his ability and his skill, but whether, you know, you get the sense being a Bills fan that Josh really has embraced the city.
Absolutely.
And that he's like part of the fabric of the community. I mean, I know this sounds corny, but it's really true. And I'm not saying that Caleb Williams wouldn't be that person, but even if he is, these would be such huge shoes that he would be stepping into because of the love for Josh Allen. I mean, the one thing that Hickey might not realize, or maybe he does, is that Buffalo had been starved for quarterbacks since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's a couple blips here.
And that was a long time ago.
Thank you, Zach. It wasn't that long ago. No, it was. But here's the thing. We've been so starved for our own franchise quarterback ever since Jim Kelly that he'd be walking into shoes. Well, I know that Josh hasn't had the success of someone like a Patrick Mahomes, but like the love of, that he has in the community is like at that level.
He's the third best quarterback.
Caleb Williams to do something that would be really tough.
He's the third best quarterback in football right now. It's Mahomes 1, it's Joe Burrow 2. And then it's Josh Allen 3. And he's 27 years old. Like, even with his physical style, if he can only have 5 more great years, I don't trade the third best quarterback in football that's on pace to have a Hall of Fame career, even with how highly touted Caleb Williams is, for someone that's an unknown. Heck, it was 3 years ago we were told Trevor Lawrence was a generational talent. And so far it was a bad year, a good year, and then a bad year for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. You know, to be honest, and just like, you know, talking about this as the lens of like a Bills super fan, like the Bills aren't looking for a lottery ticket right now. The Bills are so close, or in their minds, they're so close. They need only sure things. And that's why the Von Miller contract is such a disappointment and stuff like that. But it's not the time for them to start taking risks. And the other thing, and I think this actually happened after Ryan had this take, so you know, I don't know if he would have had the same take if he'd known this, but the salary cap just spiked, and so the Bills are in total salary cap hell. Like, they have mortgaged everything, they have to restructure everybody. It's not going to be easy. However, they just got like a little bit of like a little boost here with the salary cap going up, maybe gives them a tiny bit more flexibility, but it's going to be tough.
And I know you have to go back to being mom, and we do appreciate you jumping on board with us.
That's okay. My kid is the same way. Do you want me to put my 4-year-old on? He'll call Hickey every name in the book.
It honestly may be more entertaining than anything Hickey's probably ever said on the radio, quite frankly.
No.
Last thing that I'll say to you, Maggie. If you were going to trade Josh Allen, because this is my last point to Ryan.
Sure.
2 first-round picks, even if you're getting Caleb Williams, is not enough. How many first-round picks would you need to trade Josh Allen?
This has got to be like an NBA style draft, like a trade. This is something that doesn't even exist in football. How about that? I mean, start at Herschel Walker and let's go from there. I don't know if there's a price. You know, I just don't. I guess you could say everyone has a price. Is it three first rounders? I just don't see it happening.
I would say bare minimum five. I need five to trade Josh Allen if I was ever going to think about it. Last thing, how far away do you think the Bills are to actually winning a Super Bowl for you one day?
Man, depends on which day you catch me. Listen, this is going to come back and bite me. I still think they're close. I still think they're close.
I agree.
And I think a couple things have to break their way, obviously. And one is, I've been funny, actually, speaking of your team that you're a super fan of, I've been watching the Dynasty, the Patriots Dynasty. And I don't know if the Chiefs are going to make any of the same, you know, mistakes that the Patriots made or whatever. And after the Patriots did so much winning, so what does it matter? But it's hard to keep these things together. And listen, Brady or Andy Reid and Mahomes have a totally different relationship than Brady and Belichick did, obviously. But it does illustrate how tough these are to bring to hold together. And while I think the Chiefs, you know, have a good a shot of any as a three-peat, at some point, I do think, you know, these things kind of go in cycles. And so maybe this does open up the opportunity for someone else. The problem is you've got Lamar Jackson. You've got Justin Herbert with Jim Harbaugh now. Of course, you've got Burrow. You've got Tua down in Miami. Aaron Rodgers is coming back. Like, it's just – it's a murderer's row. But I got to keep the faith alive and keep the hope alive because they have Josh Allen, and that's all that matters.
The Bills right now are the early 2000s Indianapolis Colts, and they eventually did punch through. So I don't think that the Bills are that far away. And I think ultimately they'll find a way to get the job done with Josh Allen. She is Maggie Gray. Of course, you can listen to her mornings here on CBS Sports Radio, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on many of these same affiliates, along with Andrew Perloff. Maggie, appreciate you jumping on board for a few moments.
Zach, thank you. You know I love you guys. And also, Hickey, come back to Earth, my friend. Come back to Earth. We'll meet you here.
Maggie, you're being nice. It's a lost cause. There's no way of saving a Hot Take Hickey, and I'm seeing this. Samter has crazy takes. Shep has crazy takes. Hickey has crazy takes. Just wait. EJ, he's going to eventually have crazy takes, too, and we're all going to start hating our producers around here.
It's going to be a mutiny.
Yeah. There she is, Maggie Gray, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let's get to the latest CBS Sports Radio update with the Ackman, Rich Ackerman. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I got good news and bad news. Samter, what do you want to hear first? Is it the good or the bad? Say bad.
Bad.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I thought you were going to say good and just be a contrarian. Bart Winkler had to cancel Winkler Wednesdays today. The heat went out at the daycare where his son is at, so they had to pick the little man up early. Bart texted me, said, my son is one of the few people I choose over you. So that's understandable. So we'll put Bart on next week for Winkler Wednesdays. The good news is this Hickey topic has really drawn a great reaction. I know what it's like to get almost a million views or basically a million views on a video. Oh, sometimes a little bit more than that, if we're being honest. But to get
4.5.
Yeah, a million. But for Hickey to get 700,000 views over a take where he says the Bills should trade Josh Allen and get the number one overall pick and draft Caleb Williams, that's really something. So give credit to Hickey, even though his take is just stupid. But I appreciate Maggie jumping on board with us, who just joined us a few moments ago. I thought the funniest line of that conversation, and I could hear Maggie wanting to punch through the phone and punch me in the face, was when I said yes, and that was a long time ago when she was talking back about her childhood with Jim Kelly to illustrate that point. But I want to take this topic now a step further. How many quarterbacks in the NFL would their team trade right now to go draft Caleb Williams? Like, how many teams would say, I'll keep my quarterback now and not trade that quarterback to go up to the number one overall pick? You tell me, Samter, if you want to interfere with any of the ones that I'm going to give. I don't think the Bills would trade Josh Allen. There's a scorching hot take. So I don't think the Bills would trade Josh Allen to go get Caleb Williams.
It may have been a scorching hot take a day ago, but today it seems more like a moderate take after Hickey's argument.
I wish we had Hickey on camera. His blood vessels were like pop. You know the video of the really pale kid on social media where you just see his, like, it looks like his brain is going to pop out of his head. That was Hickey towards the end of that segment. He was as red as a lobster, too. I would trade Tua Tagovailoa to go get Caleb Williams. The Jets, Aaron Rodgers, towards the end of his career, you would get rid of Aaron Rodgers to go get Caleb Williams. The Patriots, obviously, they're sitting at three. I wanted the Patriots to tank this year to get the number one overall pick to draft Caleb Williams. The Chiefs aren't trading Patrick Mahomes. We all know that. Scorching hot take. The Raiders would do whatever it takes to go get Caleb Williams. The Broncos would do whatever it takes to go get Caleb Williams. This may be unpopular. I don't think the Chargers would trade Justin Herbert. I know Justin Herbert has a lot more still to prove, but I think he's on the right track, and now he's finally getting a competent head coach. So those are three quarterbacks right there. Allen, Mahomes, Herbert, you wouldn't trade to go get Caleb Williams. Deshaun Watson, I would get rid of him. The Steelers don't have a quarterback. Joe Burrow, I would not trade Joe Burrow to go get Caleb Williams. Here's an interesting one. Lamar Jackson. Because Caleb Williams has a better arm than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, though, has won two MVPs. I can't trade Lamar Jackson right now for Caleb Williams. And I don't know how much longer Lamar Jackson is going to be able to play. But once again, even with how highly touted Caleb Williams is Caleb Williams going to be able to win two MVPs? So I would not trade Lamar Jackson. I would not trade C.J. Stroud to go get Caleb Williams with what he's proved after this year. Trevor Lawrence, I would trade to go get Caleb Williams. Anthony Richardson, I would trade to go get Caleb Williams. Will Levis, I would trade to go get Caleb Williams. So that's just the AFC. There are six quarterbacks I would refuse to trade to go get Caleb Williams. Burrow, Stroud, Lamar, Herbert, Mahomes, and Josh Allen. I think that's fair, right? Samter, what about Trevor Lawrence?
No, you know what? 3 years ago you asked me that question, I'd say probably not. Because when Hickey was talking about generational quarterbacks, he was one of them.
Yeah.
He hasn't lived up to it, so absolutely I'd make that move.
Alrighty, I would get rid of Dak Prescott for Caleb Williams.
That'd have to be like a sign and trade.
Here's the toughest one. Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts outplayed Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. You know what? I think I would trade Jalen Hurts to go get Caleb Williams. I would. What are your thoughts on that? I could go either way on that, but I would lean more. I would bank on Caleb Williams long-term than Jalen Hurts.
I think I would do it also just based on the amount of money that Jalen Hurts is getting paid.
To reset on a rookie deal.
Yeah, because like at the end of the day, it feels like Caleb Williams' ceiling feels higher than Jalen Hurts's. Like, we've seen Jalen Hurts. We know that he can get better, but he regressed last year. So have we seen his ceiling, or is his ceiling still to come? I think there's enough questions after last year with the amount of money that Jalen Hurts is making. I mean, his dead cap number next year is $104 million. He's making $40 million next year, $42, $51, $51. Like, money-wise, I think that Caleb Williams might give you as good of a chance to succeed.
Sure, but I can't use logic in this conversation in terms of the, like, you bring in money. I understand what you're saying, but then it has the unintended consequences of the dead cap where you would just be shooting yourself in the foot moving forward. You know, if you traded Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, that's a good point. With the dead cap, I think that it wouldn't even matter.
So forget the money part of it. I actually don't know if there's a quarterback in the NFC that I would keep with the potential of Caleb. I just gave you six in the AFC. In the NFC, I would get rid of Dak. I'd get rid of Jalen Hurts. Giants, Daniel Jones, forget about it. The Commanders would love Caleb Williams. I'd rather have Caleb Williams than Brock Purdy. Matthew Stafford is a great quarterback, top 10 quarterback, but he's had a lot of injuries and he's up there in age. Geno Smith, forget about him. Kyler Murray, would get rid of Kyler Murray for Caleb Williams. Jared Goff, I'd get rid of him for Caleb Williams. Jordan Love, you know, I know he had a good year down the stretch, but Caleb Williams has a higher upside than Jordan Love, who Jordan Love was really good down the stretch. And I'm a big fan of Jordan Love. Kirk Cousins, forget about it. Justin Fields, well, they're going to get rid of him for Caleb Williams. Baker Mayfield with the Bucs, no. Derek Carr with the Saints, funny. The Falcons, they don't have a quarterback. Have you ever heard an owner, by the way, like Arthur Blank, just trash the quarterback situation in the most polite way possible when he was on Radio Row with us? Hey, he looked at his entire roster and he goes, the quarterback position just was not what we needed it to be. And it was our biggest detriment last year. And he was right about that. And Bryce Young, no offense to him, I think he could turn his career around, but I would rather have Caleb Williams. Look, that just shows you the difference in how many great names there are in the AFC compared to the NFC. Like, the only one, or the only two quarterbacks that you really had to sit there and have a conversation about were Hurts and Love if you would get rid of them for Caleb Williams. And I would get rid of both of them for Caleb Williams. But in the AFC, Samter, I just gave you six that you didn't say, oh, I'm going to reject. Like, you were on board with me. You keep Josh Allen. You're on board with me with obviously Mahomes, even Herbert, Lamar, C.J. Stroud, and Joe Burrow.
C.J. Stroud is the only one that, like, I'd have the Stroud and Lamar, I'd have the conversation.
I think there's more of a conversation with Lamar than Stroud because Lamar, with the style of play and how much he runs, how much longer you think he's going to play, he's won two MVPs. But for C.J. Stroud, he just had one of the greatest rookie seasons we've ever seen. And It just shows you how nonsense a generational tag is. And I get it. C.J. Stroud went second in the draft. So it's not like he went 32nd like Lamar or he was Mr. Irrelevant like Brock Purdy. But a lot of people were down on C.J. Stroud. He still goes second. And right now everyone's saying, oh, how big of a mistake it was by the Panthers to take Bryce Young. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and listen, at the end of the day, when it came to quote-unquote generational talent, the three that I can really think of are Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, and Trevor Lawrence. Those are the most recent three that I can remember. Two of them panned out historically. Now, Andrew Luck retired early.
Yeah.
But before he retired early, he was
good.
Right, not just good, he was great. He was on pace for Hall of Fame. He was on pace for potential all-time greatness. Mm-hmm. And then he retired early because of injuries, and we just never got to see him fully fulfill it. Trevor Lawrence hasn't lived up, but generational talent, barring injury, seemed to live up to it. Caleb Williams, as long as he's as good as people think he's going to be, like, it's really, like, as good as Stroud and Lamar are, do you really have that faith? I don't know. I love Stroud. I think that he's going to duplicate it, but it's 1 year. It's so hard to really dictate.
But also, what did Stroud really have around him this year? His best wide receiver was
Nico
Collins.
He's the man.
I get it, but was Nico Collins this great wide receiver before he got C.J. Stroud with the Houston Texans? He was solid, but he's not being talked about as a number one wide receiver.
That's a great point.
And that's what I want in my franchise quarterback. Guys that make them better around you, and on third down, you have the full confidence they're going to get the job done, or under 2 minutes, you think there's no doubt they're putting that ball in the end zone. Eric Eager will join us from the Combine next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.